Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Proverbs chapter 27, verses 1 and 2. Proverbs 27, verses 1 and 2. It says, "Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring. Let another praise you and not your own mouth, a stranger and not your own lips." I'm going to read these two verses to you again. We're going to get our challenge from these two verses today. It says, "Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring. Let another praise you and not your own mouth, a stranger and not your own lips." Folks, Jesus taught us to live one day at a time. You say, "Well, when did Jesus do that?" Well, Jesus taught us to live one day at a time in Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34, when he told us not to worry about tomorrow. Listen to what he says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 25. "Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his life, to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, 'What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?' For the Gentiles seek after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." In Jesus' teaching on not worrying, and when he says, "Don't worry about tomorrow," he's teaching you to live a day at a time. Let me just make this statement to you that I've taught a lot of people over the years. God will not give you grace for tomorrow. He only gives grace for today. Oh, tomorrow there'll be grace, but it'll be that day's grace. God will not give you grace for tomorrow. He'll give you grace for today because he taught us to live one day at a time. Don't be worried about tomorrow. Focus on today. Neither should we boast about tomorrow and what will happen tomorrow, as we saw in our passage in Proverbs today, because none of us really know what tomorrow will bring. Listen to James chapter 4. Verses 13 through 17. It says, "Come now, you who say, 'Today or tomorrow we'll go into such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and make a profit.' Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you're a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, 'If the Lord wills, we'll live and do this or that.' As it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. So whoever knows what is the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin." And so, folks, I just want you to hear this today. God's teaching us to live one day at a time, not worrying about tomorrow, not making boasts about tomorrow. We're to plan for tomorrow, but we're not to worry about it, but to leave the results to God, and he will walk you through it. Oh, at the same time, if you remember back from our passage in Proverbs, it says also, don't praise yourself. Let someone else do it. Excuse me, not your own mouth, a stranger, not your own lips. One of the ways that you'll keep from bragging and boasting about tomorrow is also not being someone who boasts about themselves. If you want people to praise you, let them do it. You don't have to tell everybody how great you are. I've learned over the years that when people talk about how great they are, they actually are hoping people will believe them. They themselves probably don't even believe it themselves, but they want people to think they're great. If we would just rest in the fact that the Lord loves us and that we're his children, that he's reconciled us to himself through the death of his son, that he's declared us righteous, not because of anything we've done, but because of who he is and his greatness. And we just see the fact that we're that loved. We're okay if nobody notices how great we are. We're okay because the Lord is our shepherd and we shall not be in want. We realize that we have the creator of the universe as our father, and we are his children through faith in Jesus Christ, and all of our needs will be supplied, and we rest. We don't worry about tomorrow. We don't brag about tomorrow. We live a day at a time, and we do it at peace and relaxation. I hope you're one of those people as well. I hope you're able to just rest in the fact that God's got you today, and he'll have you tomorrow. Don't worry about what it's going to be. Don't brag about what it's going to be, and just enjoy today with him. Look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.